Warralilly pre-game interview.
We'll talk more about that a little bit later because it's time to go inside the Brisbane Lions camp straight off the top. Great to have assistant coach Cam Bruce join us on K-Rock Football. Thanks to Warralilly, Cam, Tom King, Ben Castanelia and Matty Kershaw talking to you from the commentary box over the other side of the ground. I see you just trudging around, getting a nice feel for the surface. It's in great nick here for South Point Garden Supplies.
Yes, it's look, we're really happy to be playing footy at the Gabba, you know, with the sun's out, and should be a packed house. And we love it when the locals come and cheer our boys on. So everyone's really excited about today's game.
How much did you look at that closing part of last week's loss to the Demons, Cam? Did you touch on it for too long, or did you realise that you just let one slip and you have to move on quickly from it to prepare for a pretty good opposition this afternoon?
No, look, there were certainly some good learnings that came out of it. Like all weeks, we like to be consistent with our preparation for the game, so, and even reviewing of the previous game. So Monday, we looked at the reasons why we played so well for a great majority of that game, and certainly looked at the areas in which let us down, particularly that first 10 minutes, and as you said, that last 15. Took some learnings out of it, worked on it during the week, and obviously spent a majority preparing for a really tough assignment today.
One of our favourite players from the Brisbane Lions is Zach Bailey. You won't have him this afternoon for those Lions fans tuned in. Can you just give us an update on how he's tracking and how much footy he'll miss?
Yeah, look, he put up a little bit tight with his calf on, I think it was Thursday, and he's just a player. You just don't take any risks with him. He's such a dynamic player. So, look, it'll be an assessment going forward as to hopefully we get him back next week. But, he's obviously missing today. But, we've got really good depth. We've got unbelievable depth at an VFL team are going really well. Guys knocking on the door. So, you know, someone else gets their opportunity and they've probably been deserving of it for a long time. So, they'll come in and make an impact.
Cam, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Obviously, you've got a lot of established stars in your side, but I like to see the kids and talk about the kids. And one of your young fellas has a little link to Geelong with his dad having started his career at Geelong, and Jasper Fletcher. Tell you what, I haven't seen a kid that's sort of a bit more balanced and footy aware for a young fella who's just played 5 games, 19 years of age.
Yeah, you're spot on. He's just your natural footballer. He's got physical attributes that a great athlete would like to have also, but he's certainly got the footy smarts, and you know he comes from great stock. Not only was his dad, a very established player, but his mum was an elite sports person as well. So when you're putting those genes together, he's bred for success. And look, we're really impressed with what he's done, what he's come in and done in, and the composure that he's shown. Particularly in pretty big games, and to be doing what he's doing, you know, in his first handful of games is something that really excites, well, not only the spectators, but certainly excites us as coaches.
Yeah, you're right. Composure is probably a really good word. You know, you can see young kids, they often get a bit of the footy but can panic. He certainly doesn't do that. I just wanted to ask you, I know there's lots of areas in a footy game and in the team, but what's one thing or a stat maybe that indicates that you're playing well?
Well, the biggest stat for us, I think, has been our team defence. We've always, I've only been here for a year and a half, but Brisbane have been traditionally a really powerful scoring team. And we still maintain that. We're very good at scoring. Even last year, we were a little bit off defensively in games, and if you even look at just shots on goal last year compared to where we're at, average shots on goal against, we're in a much better place. So our team defence has improved significantly. A combination of things, you know, help that, and we've spent a fair bit of time on it, which is pleasing, and we're seeing the results. So no doubt today will be a really important game where we're not obviously the contest is important, but our team defence will be really important against a strong offensive team in Geelong.
Obviously, we follow the Cats around the countryside, and We sort of sometimes scratch our head at teams that allow Tom Stewart to be the plus one in defence and read the game so well. No doubt you'll have some plans for him, but he's such an important player for Geelong. Just even offensively, even though he's a defensive player.
Yeah, look, he is, and Geelong, they set up in a manner that, particularly from stop plays, in a manner that allows someone in their back end to be free. They obviously invest numbers at the contest, bring up numbers to allow them to drop back. So teams have to be quite strategic to plan against that. You want to get a spare behind the ball, you're giving up something. And what that is, you've got to exploit as an opposition team, and that's what we'll be looking to do today.
Get $15,000 towards your rent and living costs while you build your new home at Warralilly. Check out warralilly.com.au. Speaking with Lions assistant coach Cam Bruce, here's Matty Kershaw on K-Rock Footy.
Cam, obviously both teams are a chock-a-block of talent in their forward half, and you have a look at some of the players for Geelong and Brisbane. But the one for me, I think, is having a stellar season. We were talking about this off-air, is Eric Hipwood. I think he's on track to have his best season goal-kicking-wise in his career. So he's kicked 31 already. I think he holds a bit of a key tonight, given the Stewart influence and the other matchups that will be had.
Yeah, look, definitely. He's obviously, I think, 2020, was it, when he had the knee injury and spent a year out, came back last year. And it takes time to find your straps. He's still quite immature in terms of his forward craft, and he's still improving enormously. So, okay, test the sign here. Surely three times.
It works. Yeah, that's enough.
I think it works.
But it's he's developing his ability to be, we know he's got those attributes to be a really strong lead up player. But for the decision and the best forwards, and Geelong have got one of the best players, best forwards of all time in Hawk. His ability to control the space, to his timing of his lead, complementing that leading craft with being able to engage your opposition player at the right time is something that he's worked on, and he's having a big influence as a result. And he'll definitely need to be getting that balance right against a really smart Geelong defence today.
Having looked at your VFL lineup this afternoon, can we surmise, Cam, that Kai Lohmann will be your sub this afternoon?
He's definitely in line to be one of the he's one of the options to be the sub.
Tun still Fort and Joyce, unless they're coming from Brighton Homes Arena.
Forty. I think if you were here earlier, you might have seen Forty and Tunstall out on the walking around. They're definitely here.
Yeah, okay. All right. We'll keep an eye on that then.
They played a half a game.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on that for in 20 minutes from now. Nakai Cockatoo, obviously, he was a massive fan of. We were a massive fan of his at Geelong. Can you just give us an update on how he's tracking in your VFL side?
Yeah. Look, Cocky's been. He's such a powerful and explosive player, and he's been performing quite consistently at VFL level and having a big impact playing sort of forward of the ball. I think I highlighted, we've been a really strong offensive team at senior level, and it's pretty hard to crack into a pretty established forward line. So he's waiting for his opportunity, certainly in and amongst our conversations when a position in the forward line opens up. So he's so powerful and it's the pressure he's applying and he's definitely contributing to the VFL team and a reason why. I think they're finishing top two or top three at the moment. So, he's a terrific, terrific fella.
All right, Cam, you've just got your step. You've got some steps up. We've followed your progress all around the Gabba as you've wandered inside Ford 50. Well done. Really appreciate your time. Great to catch up on K-Rock Footy. Wish you the best of luck this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, lads. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Cam.
Cam Bruce joining us here. Fantastic. Thanks to Nick and the team at the Lions.
Pretty good player he was.
He was a great
Bruce.
Player.
Good to watch.
I was going to thank him. I was in a corporate suite at whatever it was called at the time, Telstra Dome, many, many years ago. And we had a sweep for first goal kicker in a game. And I drew Cam Bruce. And obviously, I don't know what the value of the pot was. It was a couple hundred bucks. I was a poor uni student at the time. Don't know how I was in a corporate suite, but I was. I got Cam Bruce and he duly saluted for me. I've never thanked him.
I was going to say, did you ever buy him a drink?
I should have thanked him. And Yeah, good. He was a good player.
He was.
He was a really good player.
Warra Lilly pre-game interview.